And I know that many folks are on a tight time frame this morning, so we still anticipate Commissioner Milne and Councilman Jensen to join us, but we can go ahead if you want to, given that we have a quorum.
Well, let's just go ahead and get started, and for the record, Andrew, would you run through and make sure we talk it all on the line so far?
Sure will do. Thank you. Hello?
Somebody join?
Good morning. This is Sean Milne.
Hi, Commissioner.
Good morning.
What it is.
Commissioner, have you recovered from your 50K run in the salt flats?
So the skin on my legs is starting to blister, but otherwise, I'm perfect. I mean, if I do say so.
That's so killer that you did that. I'm so impressed.
Yeah, I am.
I'm going to try to be humble as I say this, but I'm pretty impressed with myself too. I almost smelled like bacon towards the end there.
Ooh.
Fat just melting away.
Now you ought to be impressed with yourself. That's quite an accomplishment.
All right,
hey, go, Andrew.
Commissioner Milburn is the chair. I made a commitment to all of you to keep this meeting very short, and so per your direction, I'm going to jump on in here. So this is the Budget Committee meeting. We're having it here at the WFRC offices, with phone participation. Andrea is recording the meeting, of course. From staff, you have, this is Andrew Lovett Baumgartner, Wayne Binion, Andrea Pearson, and Ned Hacker. And then on the phone from the committee, Councilman Barber, Commissioner Milburn, Commissioner Gibson, Mayor Caldwell, and Commissioner Mill. So the first item on the agenda, other than welcome and introductions, is action to approve the meeting minutes from March 12th, 2018. So that would take a motion and a second.
Okay, so folks, you've had the information sent to you. Any corrections to the minutes? If not, I'd entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
I don't know who they are.
Is that a motion from Gibson and a second from Milne?
That
yes,
works.
Sir.
Okay.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Anybody opposed? I think that was unanimous, Andrea.
Thank you.
Moving on to item number three, there's opportunity for public comment. Is anybody there? At the base site for public comment?
No, we have not had anybody show up for the meeting, so no.
Okay, well, I will close the public comment period then. And now we will have the open a public hearing on the amendment for proposed amendment for the FY18 budget. And Andrew or Lovett, would you tell us what that's about?
Sure. And Lovett, I just want to make one procedural clarification. So in this meeting right now...
We don't do the public hearing.
Yeah, that's what I want to confirm with Lovett. Lovett, do we need to do a public hearing officially in this meeting?
No, it's my understanding that we're just reviewing the materials to go to council, so you're not actually approving a budget.
Okay. All right. So the
I was reading the item a little too literally. So what we're going to do is we'll have you, Lovett or Andrew, review what, and then we'll take an action to forward this to the full.
And then at the full council meeting, we will have a public hearing at that council meeting. Okay, so I'm just going to do this really quickly. This is our current FY18 budget, and the only change is to add $10,000 in revenue. This is money that Davis County is giving to WFRC to help facilitate their process of reviewing applications for projects for the Davis County share of the fourth quarter, the 0.25% local option sales tax that Davis County imposed, the 0.05 that goes to the county. WFRC staff has been working with Davis County to help them administer their process, and they are giving us $10,000 to compensate us for that time. That is all.
Great. Any questions, staff, folks? If not, I'd entertain a motion to forward that item to the full council.
So moved. Mrs. Caldwell.
Thank you.
Great. That motion.
Second by Gibson.
Okay. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Was there anybody opposed to that? That motion passes. Thank you all. And then we have the next item would be in regards to moving the FY19 budget and the Unified Planning Work Program forward to the full council. Andrew, are you going to take that?
Yes, as you recall, at our budget committee meeting and then council meeting in March, we presented to you the draft FY19 budget and work program. You had some comments. We made some adjustments. We took it to the council. We presented it to them. They voted unanimously to release the budget and work program for public comment and then also send it to the COGS for comment. We have done that. We have received no comments and therefore made no changes. So what is in front of you today is identical to what the council approved for release in March. So we are prepared to talk about anything that's in there, but would only do so if you had any questions.
Does anybody from the committee here have any questions to that? Sounds pretty straightforward to me. Obviously, a fairly simple thing to forward on to the full council for final approval, unless somebody has any questions or concerns. Seeing none, I'd entertain a motion to move that forward.
So moved. Councilman Barber.
Second by Gibson.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to move the fiscal year 19 budget and the work plan forward. Full council, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? That appears unanimous, Andrew and Andrea.
Okay. If I may, Commissioner Milburn, as for my executive director's report here, I actually do have two items that I want to hit with you very briefly. The first one is actually something that Lovett got notice of literally just this morning from the state treasurer. They are now saying that the state treasurer is going to be doing a new online account management platform, and they need to have official designation by the council of the people who have the ability to make changes to the public accounts that are funds that come through the state. And so, coincidentally, they sent Lovett an email about this morning, and they have said that they gave us a resolution, and they said that the resolution must be adopted by the governing body no later than June 30th of 2018. So how about that? And so it is. We're going to review this, and at first blush, it seems like it's fine. It's just a routine thing. And therefore, our intention is to prepare a resolution for action by the council at our meeting on March 24th. So does anybody have any questions or concerns with that, understanding that we literally just got this direction this morning and we haven't looked it over carefully, but we'll prepare something for your review?
March 24th is passed. What day were you really meaning other than March?
Sorry, May. All right, our council meeting on May 24th.
Okay, got it.
Oh, sounds great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds good to me, too.
Okay. We'll put that together. Love it. Anything to add on that? Are you good?
No. It's just, you know, it's not changing the way we've been doing things for, you know, forever in the past. It's just that they are updating their paperwork and their platform, so they're asking us to do this. We've actually, it wasn't a resolution before, it was simply a form that we filled out. Now they're asking the council to endorse it. So
okay.
It's pretty simple.
Okay, thanks, Lovett. The last thing I want to very briefly mention to you is with regard to the office move. So that process is going well. We're nearing finalizing the design for the office. We have run into what I might call a bit of a hiccup. And that hiccup is that we got the estimate back from the contractor on the costs of the build out of the new space. And candidly, it has come in higher than we anticipated. We're in the process right now of reviewing that carefully, looking at savings, value engineering, et cetera. But we're, you know, in the range that it could, if we proceed, it could cost us, you know, I hesitate to even put a real ballpark on this, but let's say another $500,000 or so above what we were anticipating and budgeting for.
Hey, Andrew?
Yeah?
I would scrap the gold-plated toilet seats.
Oh, all right. Well, then never mind. Now, at the same time, things sometimes have a way of working out. At the same time that higher cost estimate has come in, under the action of the federal government in adopting they're finally adopting their FY18 budget, they are actually giving more money to us for the STP program than we had originally anticipated. Actually, it's going to be about $5 million more. Now, as you know, part of what enabled
us... Now you can go platinum toilet.
Yeah, right. Well, we always use the great majority of those STP funds to fund projects, but it is actually an increase over the past few years in those STP funds that has helped facilitate our move in the first place. So what we are currently exploring is the possibility of taking a slice of those, you know, STP funds, you know, and I would say a maximum of like 10%, and then putting that in some way to these added costs. Now, we would probably need to amortize that over the term of the lease, but added costs, but new revenues coming in that would enable us to put more money to projects and fund those higher than anticipated costs. So I'm telling you this as a sort of as a report. We're working through the details, and I just wanted to see if you all had any just preliminary questions or comments or concerns about this, or you just feel like, well, hard to react without knowing more.
My take on it is I'm not really surprised. The construction markets have been crazy, and almost every one of our bids has come in a little higher than we expected. The labor market's just so tight with that I'm not overly shocked.
Well, this is Milne. I feel the same way. I feel like there's a lot of obvious pressure in the market right now, but kind of the latter comment that you brought up there, Andrew, I don't know what I don't know, and I'm sure that you guys need some additional time to evaluate, so I'm kind of reserving judgment until there's a bit more of a firm suggestion to us.
I would concur with Commissioner Milne's comment. Yes, there is a lot of build-up pressures and rising materials and things of that nature. We do need some additional information. Look forward to that. But I also be cautious and sure that we're not overbuilding. I'm sure you're being prudent.
Right, and I hear all of that and agree. To be clear, we are not coming to you with any request or suggestion for any action by the Budget Committee or the Council related to this. We're doing more analysis, and then want to come back to you with more detail, proposed path forward, which may require then a modification or an amendment to the budget as we go forward, but we're not in the place to do that yet. So before we would make any recommendation to you on that front, we would present you with the full picture. So I wanted to give you a preliminary update on this because we're just in the midst of just getting some info about it right now, and then let you know that there will be more to come back to the Budget Committee as we come up with an intended approach and plan on this situation.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's reasonable and fair to me.
Okay. So that's all we've got, folks, unless there's anything else you wanted to talk about with us.
I'm not aware of anything. Anybody else out there?
Man, that's the best meeting I've had all week.
So that's
nice and tight.
That's due to your favorite.
Yep, that's due to our great chairman. There's no doubt about it. Thank you.
I want you to pop us off with the final motion.
I'll make it.
Okay, the motion made to adjourn. I doubt that there's anybody who's going to disagree with that, so I'll say aye.
Sorry.
Second, all aye. Favor, aye. Okay, you all have a great day. Thank you for your time today.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Take care.
All right, bye.
Thank you. All right, appreciate it.
Bye, Andrew and Andrea.
Thank you.